Discussion of area foot traffic and what's an area leads pretty naturally into the next shopper journey metric. Physical retail is heavily driven by opportunity. And opportunity is driven, as the famous saying goes, by location, location, location. From this simple concept comes the idea of measuring pass-by traffic. For a store, pass-by traffic is a count of the people who walked by the store. That's darn uninteresting when you're a big box with your own parking lot. For a destination store, neighborhood is opportunity, and understanding opportunity is largely an exercise in GIS. But for a mall or high street store, walk-by traffic is the opportunity, and these days, that opportunity can be measured. How? Well, by far the best solution is probably LiDAR. Electronic capture doesn't work for pass-by traffic. The ping rates aren't sufficient, and you miss too much. In a mall, measurement cameras can work well, but angles and coverage are often an issue. LiDAR solves all of these issues, providing great coverage, ability to mount at an angle, and variable light performance, really important for outdoor spaces. With LiDAR, almost any store can measure pass-by traffic and do so with high accuracy. Interestingly, when it comes to the pass-by metric, what's true for the store itself is just as true inside the store. When it comes to how performant a category or SKU is, much will depend on location. A display can't sell shoppers who never see it, and it should be no surprise that not every area of the store is created equal. So when it comes to measuring performance, it's important to know how much opportunity a section or display had, and how much of that opportunity it captured. In my next minute, I'll explain how the concept of pass-by traffic is seamlessly translated to in-store analytics. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel.